This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Ladies and gentlemen, give up for Jovana and Jared.
I mean, this is unbelievable, Jordana. What do we think?
I forgot that we were standing.
Yeah, so we're
standing. Starting it off well.
We're starting standing. Let's do it. This is unbelievable. Welcome to UUP Podcast Live. I mean, I don't think there's a white woman left in New York City.
Who's not here? They're all here. They're out of wine glasses, so they must be.
We were alerted that we're out of wine glasses. You did it.
Yes.
You guys are Monday alcoholics now. Good for you. You did. Okay, got a little weird. Okay, good.
This is an amazing crowd. They're all missing The Bachelor to be here.
Thank God for TBR. Thank God. It's very exciting to have you guys all here. We have an amazing show planned. We want to get a taste of who is here. Who's in a relationship? got a little sad off the bat. That was some of the girls just laughed at the thought of being in a relationship.
They're like, why would we be here?
Yeah,
if we were in a relationship.
The relationship girls, let me hear you again. Where are you at?
Okay.
Are any of your boyfriends here? Right now, there's an empty bar in Murray Hill where a bunch of dudes are like, where are all the women tonight?
Exactly.
I see one guy right there. He looks angry to be here. Are you okay? Who are you here with?
Girlfriend. Okay. Cool. You guys didn't make any noise.
Yeah. She was the only one that yelled. What's that?
You were ordering drinks.
Okay. Look at
priorities.
Now we know why she has a boyfriend. She's pushy as shit.
Yeah.
Good. I like to make fun of the crowd before we start. Good. This is exciting. Who, single people? Let's hear it. Wow. Okay, that had
enthusiasm.
A lot of enthusiasm. Like,
yeah. Right. So I feel like we have a room full of girls who are here for their shot at having sex with you.
Right. Look at how uncomfortable it just got.
We
don't really think it's that great. I mean, this is an unbelievable turnout. There's no podcast that's doing this. So thank you guys. Give it up for yourselves for coming out tonight, being a part of the show. Who's not on apps? Is anyone not on dating apps? Okay. Two brave souls. Okay. Two woos, and then everyone else like, wait, that can exist? Who's on Hinge? Any Hinge people? Okay. Any Bumble people? Okay, those are the girls that fuck.
The Tinder girls.
Tinder girls.
Tinder
Anybody
girls.
Tinder? One person came in a time machine from 5 years ago. Okay. I do want to introduce, we got the band, the Village Underground Band. Give it up for them. They're insanely talented. I mean, like, they're doing us a favor by doing this show. They could play
anywhere.
Anywhere or anything.
Yes.
Anything you want. Anybody want a song or anything? Anybody? No? You guys? Does anyone speak English?
Dracula musical.
Wait, went right off book a little bit. I heard Spice Girls. Did I hear Spice Girls? This feels like a Spice Girls audience. Girls just want to have fun. See me after the show. Do girls just want to have fun? You really put them on the spot. You didn't see that comment. Look at that girl over there was fully impressed. These girls didn't even make a facial expression. Are you guys okay? This front row is looking like they came from the Women's March. Just. Are you okay? That was a joke. It's a comedy club. Okay. Just making sure. Give them some Spice Girls. This feels like a BSB type of crowd. I'm trying to see who's loose and fun in this crowd. And there was a head bop over there. This table got very Jewish. They were like, we don't know what we're going to...
There you go.
Okay. Are we ready for the show? Okay. Are we into this? That table didn't clap at all. Go fuck yourselves. What's wrong with you? Where are you guys coming from? This isn't TV. I can see and feel you, and I'm looking right the fuck at your table. How do you know each other?
We don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now it makes more sense why you're so awkward.
You just made it weird.
I'm trying to figure out. I love this side of the room. They're on every joke. I'm into it. Yeah. This side could pick it the fuck up. Okay, good. Are you guys ready for the show? We're going to do the show. All right, let's start with today's topic. Let's do it. I'm going to go... The topic today, guys flaking after a few months.
I know I've dealt with that. Yeah. Like,
a chill went over the crowd. Everyone's like, we know it too well.
We get a lot of emails about this kind of topic, and I think that's something that everyone, I don't know, maybe not just in New York City, but everywhere. It's like you have that 3 month
Have you been
thing.
Flaked on?
I have.
When
I have
did
a,
you get flaked
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I have a good story for okay. this. Yeah. So I was seeing a guy, it was about 3 months in, and I was like, they're getting very anxious. That's like the anxiety high point.
Sure.
In like dating, because you're like, now he's got to like...
What is this?
Right, he's got to make it a thing, or he's like, I've got to like move on for my dignity or something. So we were actually seeing a show at Comedy Cellar.
Okay.
We went for
pizza.
Yeah, we went for pizza across the street from here. You guys should go to our, I think it was Artichoke.
That's always an artichoke after a first date.
It wasn't a first date. It was 3 months in.
That is like, I'm going to be using the poopery that's on the table.
Well, I guess that's why it didn't end well. Anyway.
So you go to Artichoke.
Right. So we go to Artichoke. We're outside, and this homeless guy comes up to us, and he's like, trying to talk, trying to get money, but also just because I was like, "Oh, your wife, you're so beautiful. Like your wife is just she's so pretty. How long have you guys been married?" And he's like, "Oh," I'm like, "Oh, we're not married." Blah, blah, blah. He's like, "Oh, like how do you know her?" He's like, "Oh, she's my girlfriend." I'm like,
"Did you send this homeless guy to right? question him?"
I think he thought I probably paid him to say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this pseudo relationship lasted another 2 weeks. And
I would be horrified.
I was so excited. Yeah. I was so excited. I was like, he told the homeless guy that I'm his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks I'm
that
his girlfriend.
That is the worst. Wait, I can't imagine you coming home and being like, would you believe the homeless guy?
I texted every...
He did it for us.
I texted all of my friends.
The homeless guy
I was like, well,
an
if
answer.
You were wondering if he's defined the relationship, he told the homeless guy that we are... He introduced me as his girlfriend. To the guy that he wanted to go away.
That was a dream sequence.
Right, and then like a couple weeks later, it wound up ending. He was like not ready for a relationship.
Yeah, he got cornered by Joe Homeless.
Right, who I paid. Yeah.
Or your mom did.
Probably.
She was like, go out and find these.
And I didn't say it, but I remember thinking like, I'm already your girlfriend. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you told
announced
that,
it to the world.
You told that legless guy.
Exactly.
That smelled like shit that we...
Right, that we were official.
Yeah, we're official.
You can't
it's
take
almost
it back
as romantic
now.
As that couple.
Exactly.
He pointed at her.
Yeah.
So that's how you got... And then 3 months later,
yeah,
it was like,
so it was the 3 month mark. That's... You had to like... Someone has to say something right around there.
That's a shit or get off the pot moment.
Right.
I mean, who's been here? Who's... round of applause. Who's dealt with that? Okay. We're trying to loosen you up
that's
to get you involved in this
apps.
Conversation. That was a... What's that?
That's why she's off the apps.
That's why you're off the apps? Well, let's read the email. Let's go to the email. Let's see what this person has to say. This is on the topic of... It's a lot of writing. We're going to get through it. Don't worry. We got professionals here. Hi. Here's my deal. I'm 27, been single for 5 years, for 5 years living in the city, and I'm definitely at the point where I'm ready for a relationship. However, over the years, I have been running into the same pattern with guys and can't figure out if it's something I'm doing or just the wrong guy for me. It seems that when I meet dates saying cute things that like they like me or even sometimes that they're looking for a relationship, all signs point to a good guy. But then a month or so goes by and a switch flips. I notice it isn't progressing, then it ultimately fizzles and he ghosts. Now that it has happened several times, I'm starting to think maybe I am the common denominator. Well, you're the only one there. Yeah, play some sad music. But I don't have sex on the first date. And only do casual late night drunk meetups after we have been on a bunch bunch of real dinner drink dates.
This music is really helping.
And it seems clear that they're really into it. I also try not to initiate the hangouts, dates, or most of the texting. Oh, sounds like you're a real go-getter. So I know I'm not coming on too strong or being psycho. Is it that I need to wait longer to have sex? Do the late night drunk meetups until we are exclusive or officially dating? Oh, that guy will have the most cum in him ever. That is the only thing I can think of. Or that he's just not into me anymore. Everyone says maybe he doesn't feel like he has to buy the cow if he's getting the milk for free.
That was the saddest line with this music.
That is amazing, right? With this music. But others, people say, if it's the right guy, none of those rules matter. People are connecting with this email. I have a lot of friends in NYC who have the same experience, so your feedback on this is greatly appreciated. Maybe I just need to make it more of a challenge. But I am also just sick of the games. Which, love your thoughts. Thank you. Beautiful rendition.
That was the best email reading.
We're going to call that email Sad in New York City.
Yes.
So what do we think? What's her issue? It's repeating for her. It's happening over and over.
Right. I think she's got a little bit of a vulnerability issue, actually. I feel like she's not almost like letting herself, like, because she said she doesn't initiate dates. She doesn't initiate texting, which is like fine for like the first couple dates. But I feel like eventually it sounds like she's not really like giving a lot and just kind of like waiting to see what the guy will give her.
Yeah, she's waiting on him to like say no to her up front, which is never going to happen.
Right.
No guy's just going to go, no blowjob. Please, no, I can't have it. I don't want... It's just not the way it works. It's just not how it goes.
Right, well, she probably doesn't want to initiate a date because she's like, well, what if I don't want to be rejected, so I'm not going to initiate anything.
So I'm not going to even put myself out there.
I'm just going to like wait for him, for like the man to like choose me.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I'm feeling.
Well, she's got a couple problems in her email. Right. I mean, the first one is, I'm ready for a relationship. Like, okay, I get that you're ready. But like, that just seems like any warm body who would commit...
Right.
She's just like, fine. I'm saying, Joe.
Yeah. I'm ready to like screen all the people. It doesn't sound like she's very like going after
What you're saying with the vulnerability thing is like she's not even putting up like her own standards. Like she's not like saying, well, I texted him to go on a date. He said no. Now I'm like free of this dude.
Right.
She's waiting for him to be like, no,
yeah, right.
Get the fuck out of my life.
And I think eventually, have you ever dated a girl like that where you just kind of had to like plan and do everything and pursue?
Yeah, it's annoying.
It gets a little old eventually, right? In the beginning, it's probably like fine.
Well, it's like, don't you have a job? Don't you like have other things in your life that you like prepare? Like
right, invite him to like a concert or something. Yeah,
I think you have to like go out of your way to hear no. And also, the 3 month thing happens, and anytime I've been in this situation, it's because the clock starts the minute you start on dating. So like,
obviously,
but guys know the clock is starting even though we won't admit to it. So it's like first date, second date, third date, fuck. Fourth date, fifth date, sixth date, Instagram post.
Wow.
Seventh date, eighth date, ninth date, trip.
What a routine.
But I'm saying like, we know that like once that gets going, then there's no off the train. You're on the roller coaster until the end.
Do you recite that poem on every date?
Yeah. that's my going to bed thing.
Yeah,
I whisper in her ear just before we fuck.
It's like a jingle.
First date, second date, third date, fuck. But I'm saying like this guy, he's basically saying 3 months, I don't want to get on the roller coaster with you. And she's afraid to hear the answer, so she's just riding along on this ride.
Right. With that, she's waiting for them to like either end it or progress it.
Yeah.
I think she should take more of an active role in her dating life.
If she should text this guy... after date, like if she wants a relationship, just go, hey, I want a relationship. Hope you're looking for the same thing.
Right.
And then the next week she can be like, all right, I'm ready to go out. And then he's going to be like, well, I got this thing going on. It's like, okay, goodbye.
Right. Like
it's a standard
like we
issue.
Say a lot, like kind of just like look for someone who like fits your standards instead of just kind of waiting for like the person who you fit in with.
Yeah. I mean, this to me is a girl, like I would be scared away from this girl as a guy from the perspective of like, oh, could have been anybody.
Right.
I'm just some dude.
Well, I feel for this girl because I feel like she's trying to, even though we were just laughing through her whole letter, I feel like she's trying to do all the right things.
I think
we can all, we've been through that situation where we feel like I feel like I'm trying. I feel like I'm doing the right things. I'm like not putting out immediately. I'm you know, like, I'm not being too aggressive. I'm not coming off crazy. But, like, it seems to not last longer than these few months.
Yeah, and also you're meeting more people than you ever would have met.
Right.
Like, she's meeting, like, she's swiping all day. She's meeting 10 people, you know, and more than our parents ever had to meet in their entire lives. Like, there's no...
Right.
You know, she's getting the same thing to happen, but, like, that would happen one time to somebody 20 years ago. Now
That's
it's
true.
Just happening on steroids. Oh, do you think no fucking? Do you think she should stop?
Here's,
her sex thing?
Here's my stance on the sex thing. I think that, like, if you're having it after a certain amount of time, because you shouldn't be worrying about them, like, being turned off by the sex. I think you should worry about, like, you getting more into it, maybe artificially, than you would be otherwise. Mm. Whereas, like, for guys, it has the opposite effect.
Yeah.
So once you sleep together, the guy's like, oh, now I can see this clearly. And for the girl, it's like, oh, now we've, like, gotten closer. Almost.
Yeah, I mean, the problem I have with it is, like, she seems like, and this happens a lot, and she's not wrong. I mean, this is the reality of it, is she sees, like, sex as, like, a contract.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, we've had sex now. Now it's time to go through with, you know, time to get married, time for the next step.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't, you know, like, that. When that becomes the case, a lot of guys get scared away because they're like, oh, shit. We're already 3 dates in. We haven't done anything yet. Now this means this is a bigger deal than it was if
right.
it was date 1.
I mean, it can be a good way to, like, sort of weed out the people who only want the sex.
To, like,
which you think is all men, right?
Get yours. You know, like that. I mean, if she had it on the first date, that'd be, like, fine too.
I mean, how long would you go out with a girl before, like, if she wasn't sleeping with you? How long would you stick it? Out. Stick it out. Stick it out.
I feel like I'm sitting with all my aunts. It would. I think it has to feel right. I think
like
it has 48
hours.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah. Like that, right? Yeah.
If I think if you get to the fourth date with someone, then you're, as a guy, you're saying that I want more. So you have to bail, or you want more.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you want more.
But if you've been on 4 dates with a guy and the sex hasn't happened, it's weighing on his mind too. He's sitting there going, "Oh shit, this means more than just pee in the vid."
Right. That's our hope.
Yeah, that's the hope.
That's the
you
hope.
You have to trap
yes.
us in. Now, 4 months later, I'm yes. sitting there being like, "Ah, oh, fuck, I gotta fuck," and then disappear for a month.
Or you're
just
like
a lot of enemies. I'm just saying,
that's
what's going on.
And the guy is super into you, because like, yeah, he wouldn't be here otherwise.
Yeah, then he's yeah. like, you've like, no, at that point, you've like, you know, you've kind of like shown the treat, taken away the treat, shown him the treat,
yeah.
taken away the treat. That's like kind of like you got to work a guy like he's a dog. Like you have to like fake throw.
Yeah. I'm into that plan.
A lot. And then like 4 months later, you're married. Like that's how it goes.
Everyone in this room is like, that's how you do it?
Yeah. Yeah,
great.
It's like a hand job, but like socially.
Nice.
So you just keep being like, yeah, I'll go home with you, make out, touch a penis. And then
yeah.
you're like, oh, we haven't had sex, but we're 6 months in. How did that happen? Now you have a boyfriend. That's,
yeah.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's do some makeovers. Ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do a makeover. Okay. We're going to do dating app makeovers. Is this person here tonight?
Hi.
You're here. Give it up. Now, we're going to bring you up. Come on up on stage. Come on up. We got a microphone for you. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Give us your, give it up.
Hi.
For our lovely guests.
Hi, I'm Racine.
Racine?
Racine.
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 Okay, okay, relax. Wonders why she's single. Racine, thank you for coming on. This is so nice of you.
Thank you for having me.
And we're hoping
to stalk you guys.
We're hoping to learn
stalking
from your profile.
Works.
Yeah.
Stalking works. Yeah. How old are you? What's your status? What's going on?
I'm 29.
Okay.
I'm from New York City.
Okay. We can tell.
Apparently,
right away.
I like wearing fur coats to Knick games. I'm very single.
Very single.
Yes.
What does very single mean?
Single as opposed to regular single?
Very single is like I can't even make it right now to the third date.
Third date.
The third date curse. Or I make it to the third date and it's like they got hit by a bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how hard they're going away.
So you see a little bit eye to eye with that last email that we did?
Yeah, totally.
I have a question. Would you rather someone that you dated like after a third date that you just like never they ghost you or they actually get hit by a bus?
Like hit by a bus, but maybe while they're going across the street to the bus, tell me why they're ghosting me.
Yeah,
I like that.
Like, what did I do wrong? Did you not like? I'm sorry.
And then once you find out the answer, just dead.
Yeah, then you can die. That's like totally fine.
Now, do you think it has to do with your dating profile?
I don't know. I think my pics are good. Maybe I'm not that. I think I'm better at IRL. Like, okay. I have no problem in a bar meeting a guy, talking.
Aren't
to them.
We all under the right lighting?
Right. This is great lighting.
I mean, you sent in your profile. You want to find a guy. That's, like, the goal. You're 29. Yeah. This is, like, and you're getting to the third date. And the third date, you're, like, disappearance.
Disappearance.
Are you, I mean, not to get too personal, are you hooking up? What's the hookup status on that third date?
Third date, a makeout, maybe a hand job.
There'll be a handy.
Maybe a hand job.
Over the pants, under the pants. I need
them.
To know.
Depends on how many kettle sodas I'm having, honestly.
Okay.
What's the hand job etiquette?
So you're out there, you're having fun.
I'm out there. I'm definitely having fun. I go out a lot. I have a lot of friends. Some of them are married.
I like that this has started a chatter between whether we do hand jobs or not. yeah. Perfect. So.
But yeah, it's just like really frustrating. I've been on the apps for like 6 years now.
Been on the apps for six years.
Very pathetic.
Who in the crowd can relate to this?
I think I'm like the oldest person here. I'm 30.
Yeah.
Okay, two claps and everyone else is lying. Okay, good. Now.
I think of it kind of now as like a social experiment though, because it's just like these guys are one for the books. I've been out with like a heroin addict.
Wow.
Some guy asked me to split a drink in the 5 minutes, and then I told him goodbye, ran away from him, and then he chased me up the stairs on a date.
He wanted to split one drink
in 5 minutes.
So one drink, two straws, like it's the 50s with a shake?
No, he wanted to split the check on my kettle soda, his beer.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to split the check.
Another date I've been on, first date, we took an Uber pool for the second date. And I was like, excuse me, sir, you know you took an Uber pool, not an Uber. And he was like, yeah, I'll be cheaper. Cool, bro, you work at Goldman Sachs. There's no, like, luck right now. There's no silver lining.
It sounds like you have a lot of horrifying stories.
Yes. As you can tell, I'm very entertaining to my friends, especially my married ones.
That's kind of like, you know... You hear this a lot now.
Yeah.
With like a lot of girls are like, where they're like this big cartoon of dating life to their friends. And like, You know, is that helpful?
Yeah, this, I feel like you have your stories and like you're kind of entertaining, but then you get it gets a little annoying.
It gets old,
right?
So let's go through the profile. Okay, let's see what you're working with.
Which ones you guys?
Okay,
choose?
So this is you at a basketball game.
Yup, Nick courtside.
Oh, look. Okay, not to brag.
Christmas game.
Okay, starting to realize why the drinks got spilled.
I wore my fur coat for the basketball players.
Let's see the next picture. Okay, hi. You on a swing at night for some reason.
Okay.
Okay, seems like you like your birthday too much. Let's go to the next one.
Hey.
Okay, with a headless man.
I like that one.
Now, who's this guy? Let's stop on this. Who is this guy? That would be my...
Gay bestie.
Gay bestie with no head.
Why didn't he leave his head in? Oh, because he didn't want people
to... I think you have to, like, crop, and I really liked my shoes. I wanted to show them and not his head.
Let me tell you, I've never noticed a shoe on a dating app. In the history of dating apps, I've never looked at one shoe.
They're great shoes.
This is nothing against the shoes.
Oh, I know. But, like, also,
I'm wondering who this dude is.
He looks very tall.
So maybe just crop a little more.
All right, let's go to the next one. Okay, Wonder Woman. That's a good pick. Okay, is there another one?
Boobs, you know.
Oh, with Jeremy Piven.
Oh, I did not realize that was him. Starter. Yeah.
What do you think, Jordana? What do you think
of the whole profile?
Is there anything that jumps out to you? Except for Jeremy Piven.
He gets a lot of comments.
I did not realize that was Jeremy Piven. I thought that was like some random man on the street. But
it was my second J-Swipe date.
Would Jeremy Piven, like a guy knowing who Jeremy Piven is that a big deal to you?
No, I just thought it was like a cute...
It's a conversation starter. I guess a Hinge conversation starter.
So you get a lot of entourage talk and stuff like Ari and stuff. Okay.
I think the one with the... I think you look really good and the one with the guy with the picture with the guy whose head is cut off. But I think it sends a weird message.
Okay.
If I date you, you will be in a picture on my next
date. Your head will literally be cut off.
With no fucking head.
Yeah.
You're going to wonder where the head is, what's going on. You look great in all these pictures. Yeah. You're great looking. But here's what my problem with this profile. As a guy, if I'm looking at it, it just looks like you have formal fun. There's no informal fun.
There's no candid.
There's
is
no
that
friend.
An issue?
Your only friend in the world is Jeremy Piven.
It's nice.
Call one out.
I thought guys don't like friend picks because then they can't tell which one is you.
I need a variety. I need to know that you're not going to be with me at all fucking times.
You're looking
all
for.
This tells me is a lot of events where I gotta fucking go. I'm just saying, like, she's dressed up in every picture, and it's either me, her, and Piven at every event.
Yeah. That'd be the perfect threesome.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, fine for you.
There was a friend pick.
Where's the friend pick?
I don't know, it got cut out.
I'm just saying, like, I do think there's something to, like...
not the friend pick.
Not the friend pick. We found another pick where it's just insert me having to spend a lot of time. I'm not saying...
Right. I would say... Yeah.
Whoever you're with wants to spend a lot of time, but I'm saying, like, I look at this profile and I'm like, okay, where's the break? Where are the other friends?
That's terrible.
Where, like, I don't know. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, we should know who you are from the first three pictures, and then I would say for the second two, like, if you do two more, then it's the group. What do? Are we out of field laughing for no reason?
No.
Right. It's a lot of balonies here.
Yeah. I want to see what the.
Except for the head cut off guy and the, And Jeremy Piven.
It just seems like I'm going to have to go to a lot of events. And I don't own a tux, so I'm saying...
Sorry.
Too many
events.
No problem,
but you look great in all of them. I think this is a great profile, but that's what I would do.
Maybe she wants a guy who likes to go to events.
Likes to go to events.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, not a lot of guys want to go to a fucking event.
So you
look how miserable this guy is. He's here at this show with his girlfriend, and he doesn't want to be here.
What is she supposed to do? Take pictures of herself like on the couch, passed out?
And then like the girl
Sunday?
Picture, yeah.
That would be kind of a turn-off.
You're like,
for me.
Great.
I have a lot of those.
there's your friend right there. You want to have pictures together?
We have tons of pictures.
Exactly.
But then it's like I have pictures of my friends, and then they've gone out on the dates with the guys, and it's just like a whole other story. Like, oh, I know that girl.
What kind
I just
of sister
went on
wives thing are you involved in?
She's married, but a lot of other friends.
Okay. I mean, I know guys going to call that out of the way right away. Be like, oh, I know your friend so-and-so. Right. Nice to meet you.
So how many friend picks?
I'd add two. Give me two where it looks like you do something.
How many friends in the pick, though? I feel like not too many. Probably like three.
We're not idiots.
I don't know. That people say that a lot. Let me rephrase.
We're not always idiots. Yeah. But the first three, you know who it is, and then you see what the... It goes, you, lifestyle. That's what I would do.
Okay. Good advice.
Right. I want to know what I'm signing up for.
Okay.
Racine, thank you for
coming. Thank you so much.
Such a pleasure. Okay, listen. This has been... Are you guys having a good time so far or what? We're having a lot of laughs. Racine, that was amazing. Thank you for coming up.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm excited about the guest tonight.
So am I.
I think like it's going to connect with the
I think you guys
here.
Are going to like her a lot.
What can we say about her?
What can we say? Should I say her? Can I say her name?
Well, no, you gotta end with the name.
This is the big reveal. I'm not used to introducing people. So she was a former bachelorette. The bachelorette, not one of those like...
Not a bad not one, a regular, good one, a fun season.
Not a regular contestant, but a real bachelorette contestant.
Yeah. Not one of those shitty ones, the good ones.
The good ones, yeah.
She's a best-selling author. She's amazing. Give it up for Andy Dorfman, everybody! You got fans.
I'm a crowd pleaser.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, give it up for Andy Dorfman one more time, everybody. That's.
Yeah.
Good crowd.
So, what do you think? What do you think of the show? So, you have any opinions on anything that's happened so far on the show?
Oh gosh, I feel for you with the dating apps and the pictures. I know. And by the way, I'm 31, so don't feel bad. Yeah, I feel for every single girl here, but you know what? It's also kind of fun being a single girl.
Is it?
It is.
I think so.
Okay. What happened to your hand? What is the?
What do you mean? You're not supposed to be able to see it.
No, I can't see it. Yeah, it's camouflage. I forgot.
Avocado hand.
What's avocado hand? I've read about this.
So apparently it's like this big.
When your hand turns into an avocado.
I'm trying to like pitch the avocado. You know, I don't know if I can even hold this. Oh, that looks decent, right?
Yeah, that's good.
It's like perched up.
It looks like it's the mic stand. Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I was
floating.
Trying to like whack the pit like all the chefs do, and they're like, "Oh, cool, whack the pit and take it out."
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I missed the pit.
And you hit your hand.
I hit my hand.
Okay.
21 stitches, severed the nerve, severed the tendons. Yeah.
And got a cool cast out of it.
No one in here will ever eat avocado again.
Including
doubtful.
Just don't cut it.
Yeah, just don't cut it. Let someone else do it.
But I was in LA at the time, and I went to the emergency room, and I thought, you know, they just stitch it up. And as soon as I got there, they're like, let me guess, avocado. And I was like, what?
It's avocado hands.
It's an actual thing.
I'm like, why would you think it's avocado? They're like, number one laceration, avocado. I was like, wow, I'm really in LA.
The most LA injury in the history. So what's going on?
You know you're in a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
The number one laceration is from avocados.
Yeah, you can use Scorch app. So tell us about, you have a book out. What is the name of the book?
Single State of Mind. It's out. It's the sequel to It's Not Okay. And I don't know if you guys read the first one, but the first one was all about breaking up and all that drama. The second one picks up right where the first one left off, which is me taking a one-way ticket, packing a couple suitcases, and moving to New York City, where I've been for like 3.5 years now.
And look at that. They all see eye to eye with that. And your own Eat, Pray, Love.
And you're from Atlanta,
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay. What do you think is the...
Yeah, Atlanta people here?
Okay.
Nice.
So what's your experience been dating in New York City? Oh, my God.
What's the biggest difference between dating in New York City and dating in Atlanta?
Well, Southern guys are pretty chivalrous. So I will say this. I always talk with my friends about this. They're all like, oh, you know, guys here suck. They're so rude. I have had a lot of nice guys. Like, they'll come to the apartment, like, downstairs, of course. Pick me up.
It's funny how low the bar is. They come to the apartment. They'll come pick me up.
Sad? That's nice. I always think that's so
half
nice.
My girlfriends say that's never happened to them before.
They'll come to the apartment. That's a big deal.
Do you go to apartments?
So what, to like go get them to go bring them to
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't do it.
That's a ridiculous thing.
You just said.
Two cabs? What the fuck are we talking about?
So you just meet the girl there.
You just said that's such a low bar.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
I didn't understand what it is. It's a high bar. I'll go meet, you know, I'll go meet her at the trash can.
You thought
I'm
it meant like
at
for,
the corner.
You thought you meant for sex.
No. That's so not a date.
So these guys are coming to your apartment with the big flowers, like the doofus, and being like, I'll take, you know.
How is that doofus?
It's kind of a weird look. I don't know. It's like it's a try-hard
so
look. I don't know. It's sweet.
I don't know
sweet.
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think it's sweet.
It's a sweet.
Is it creepy? No. I mean, I don't tell them the apartment number.
Also, do you want to show them where you live?
No, like just the building. Like, what are they going to do? They can't get in.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that creepy?
No, that's so sweet.
I think girls want that.
They want that.
Yeah,
they do.
It's like
okay,
effort.
We're giving advice.
First date?
First date?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what's been the worst thing that's happened dating-wise?
I went on a date with a guy who was definitely high, definitely drunk, and was flirting with the bartender. And
what was he
like,
doing to the bartender? What was he saying?
So I wrote about this in the book, so sorry if you guys have read it and it's a repeat.
Spoiler alert.
But but I went to this restaurant, and the bartender came over, and she was like, hey, how are you? And you know when you can just tell that like somebody has a pass with someone? These people had pass. So anyways, he goes to the bathroom, comes back down, starts like texting. I look over at the bar, I see the bartender texting. He's texting. She's texting.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no fucking way. And so I was like, I'm going to go, like, enjoy the night. He's like, oh, do you want me to walk you out? I'm like, no, that's good. Like, did you not want to close out or anything? He's like, I'm going to stay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
never saw that
so
asshole
again. So he picked you up at the apartment but didn't drop you off back at the apartment.
Where did you meet that guy?
That's when I wish he didn't have come to the apartment.
Okay. What is that? I mean, like, what's the... If you have advice for people dating in New York, you're doing it. What's your advice? What's the...
I think just like keep plugging away. Like don't think just because... No, really though, wait. So just because like one guy didn't like this...
It's not losing 100 pounds. It's just keep plugging. You'll get there one day. It's just there's no winning here.
Don't read into these guys. No offense, but guys are not that smart. Don't read into it as like, oh, he didn't call me back after week two. I must be doing something wrong. No, he's just not the right guy for you. Like move on, next. Get another free dinner, like whatever. But I just think like women put so much pressure, like we put timelines, we're like, oh, you know, we need to find a guy in 3 months, all my friends are married. No, just keep plugging away, you'll find the right one.
Just keep doing your thing.
Yeah, maybe plugging away is not the correct word.
Sound like we were going to a coal mine.
No.
Let's do some red flag deal breakers. You guys ready for red flag deal breakers? Now we gave out signs, you guys can join in, let us know, we're going to do a crowd poll of some sort. We're going to do some red flag deal breakers with Andy Dorfman. And weigh in.
I'll just leave it there. We're good.
Sorry.
The name of the game is everything goes great except this one thing. Everything's
right. They're
perfect.
They're perfect in every way except
this one thing. Are you just cautious or are you ending it?
Right. And you guys all have your little flags. So we're going to do an ask the audience in addition to our own.
Let's do it.
Thing.
No social media at all.
And no online presence. No Google, no Facebook, no Twitter,
red
no
flag
LinkedIn.
Or deal breaker. Seeing a lot of red flags.
Red flags. Okay. Sounds like tons, you can still date them.
Tons of red flags. Any deal breakers?
Any deal breakers? From the
no deal breakers.
Andy, what would you say to this?
I'm going to say red flag, but I Google everyone.
What if you Google, nothing comes up?
That's good. Just Google like the first five things. Make sure there's no like charges pending.
I wonder.
For Dana?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it could mean that it either means they're like much more normal than anyone else or sure. much crazier than anyone
the
else.
The LinkedIn is a little bothersome.
Right?
There's,
that's
no,
usually
a
sure
job.
Thing.
Everyone in the room is wrong. It is a deal breaker.
You're out?
Are you kidding me?
You're out?
You've never gotten rid of a social media account without a mental break.
Maybe they never had one. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. They're either like,
one.
Yeah, it's
they're
always you... crazy. It's never, you've never been like, ah, I'm just going to get off Instagram. It's always like, fuck Instagram.
That is true.
You've never deleted a dating app for a good reason, except for a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you've never deleted so Facebook for a good reason. There's something up. I had someone message me.
You think they're a freak?
No posts. No followers, following 200, no profile
picture. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's
no
certifiable.
What am I supposed to think? That is a serial killer.
Yeah,
that's
no
not,
profile pic is a serial killer.
How would you tell your friends to look at her? You'd be like,
well, that's the other problem. How do I brag or say if right. no, what everyone thinks? Right? Deal breaker.
I'm out.
I don't know. Like,
but what if on the other, let's say, what if they're like a prestigious doctor?
Prestigious doctor would have like a write-up about them. You'd Google and
that's
they'd be
probably
like...
That's probably true.
It's true.
Yeah, there's something weird,
there's
I guess.
Something weird. They've scrubbed their lives because they went on a killing spree.
Yeah.
That's the only...
It's Don Draper.
Let's do another.
Okay.
These are sent in by people. These are real...
No way.
Their email is cottoncandylover@hotmail.com.
No E.
I'm seeing right. a lot of deal breakers.
There's some red flags, though, too.
Some people are...
It's not a total wash. The guy has the red flag over here.
And she has a deal breaker.
This is a different one for a man than it is a woman, I think.
I have
Andy,
two problems.
Andy, what are you thinking?
The hotmail is the issue.
Two problems. One, the hotmail. And two, not being able to spell lover.
Oh, shortening lover.
Shortening the lover.
And the hotmail, they're
okay
from
1995.
Cotton candy is fine.
The cotton candy, I'm okay
so
with.
So it's cottoncandy@gmail, just a red flag.
This kind of goes back to...
He's like, I have a friend who's... you're like, I have a friend, they're getting married, they want to send you a save the date. What's your email? And he says, cottoncandy@gmail.com.
But then you could be like, did your family invent cotton candy?
This is what I'm saying.
From the cotton candy family.
And then it's definitely not a deal breaker.
Jordana, what are you saying? Red flag or deal breaker?
I think if he's joking and like that's just sort of a joke account he has, that's fine. As a real...
That's a pretty big joke you're making.
Right, he's going to be... No, I don't
You've
know.
You've gone a long way.
How does he have a job? Like he applied for a
well,
job that was...
personal versus yeah? the company email, which is just cotton candy fucker.
What about you?
I think this is a red flag for one reason. And it kind of goes into like what we were talking about with the dating app profile makeover. Just like, that's a hobby at least.
I guess they don't love cotton candy.
That's
see you every
they
night.
Talk about.
They don't want to see you every night. They're busy making...
They're busy with
the
their cotton candy side hustle.
Yeah.
There's more to this story than just cotton candy love.
Does the hotmail throw you off? I feel like that's in line with the no social media psychopath.
The hotmail
right?
throws me off because maybe they got it passed down from the grandmother.
It's not how emails work.
Let's do another. They cry every time they orgasm. A lot of deal breakers coming up around the crowd. This room just got red with blood.
Yeah.
It's the red wedding in here. I see one red flag, which is...
Oh, okay. It was a mistake.
Cry when they orgasm. Ladies, what do we think?
For a man?
What if it's like a happy cry?
No.
Tears of joy.
I just can't believe how good your vagina is. Tear.
No. Yeah, no, that's pretty bad.
No, that's... It's a deal breaker for me.
You're out.
I'm out.
You're out.
I mean, I put on 7 condoms. This is like a, you know, like, this is a mind fuck.
What if she's perfect? She's perfect in every way.
Is it a happy cry? Like, maybe it's like a, I've done so well.
She just has a lot of, she's feeling very overwhelmed.
It's a cry.
Yeah.
It's a cry. No, I'm deal breaker. It's got
like real tears. Yeah, I think that would probably be a deal breaker. It would just be like, it would be creepy.
Has this ever happened to you guys in any way?
No, but should I feel bad or good about that? Like, does that mean I'm not doing a good job, or does that mean I'm not? I think
you're doing a fine. I don't know. I've never cried. I've had.
Have you ever cried?
Have you?
It was.
It got just once.
Yeah.
We gotta hear this story.
My JTT.
We got him.
Moment. You know.
Let's hear about the time you cried.
It was. It was more like a. It was a very weird thing because it was like we didn't really have sex and it wasn't like an orgasm thing, but there was like we were in the heats of the moment, and then all of a sudden she was like, I have to stop and stop the whole thing. And then
oh, you cried because you were like sad about it?
No, I wasn't crying. I'm talking about this.
Oh, she cried. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, crowd. Everyone just assumed I was the crier.
I assumed we both assumed that you were crying.
No,
she
kind of like had a moment, I was like, no problem. And then we just like stopped, and then we went to our separate sides of the bed. You know?
Did you ghost her?
And I was like, I'm just gonna like sleep.
Did
over
you text
here
her again?
We had like a nice. We talked in the morning, but it was kind of like a.
But it was like she didn't leave silently.
We were going back to have sex, and I just remember there was a moment where she was like, "This isn't right." Had like kind of a little mini thing, and I was like, "That's fine. What happened? Let me talk to you about it." And then she was like, "I don't want to go into it," and I was like, "No problem." And I was just like, "Bedtime."
Okay.
And we went to bed, and I woke up, and that was just kind of like a reminder. I was like, "Maybe not ready."
I can tell you what happened. This girl was probably trying to get over like an ex by sleeping with you, and then immediately regretted her decision. Like, halfway. Not because of you.
I got completely naked. I was like, I'm ready. She was like, No, please don't.
No, not because of you, but because she thought it would make her feel better, and then she just felt so much worse because she was
with
someone that she didn't know that well.
Yeah,
I think I've done that, and not cried, but I think like you try. Sometimes you'll like try to get over someone by like sleeping or hooking up with someone else, and then you're like, no, this. I actually feel way worse.
Yeah. The reverse of that has never happened to me. I'm like, I took a shower today. Let's move on to the next chick. You know, like that horrified people.
Seriously.
Let's do another one. They love it when waitstaff at restaurants sing to them on their birthday and wear a birthday crown, and they get mad if they don't have it. A lot of deal breakers. There's
a little bit more mix.
A lot of deal breakers.
This one's, I think, a little bit more of a mix.
See, I would think from the guy's perspective, a woman would think this is endearing. Like, look at, he's like Phil Dunphy, you know?
I would say just
Just changed
flag
a couple minds. I can see it.
Red flag that, because it's only once a year.
Once a year.
That is only once. That's
year.
A good, that's true. The frequent, and maybe like you're busy that night. You don't come to the birthday dinner.
Yeah, that's
right.
Out of town.
Just out on the birthday dinner.
You can avoid it.
I'm just imagining a girl going, "Where is my crown?" And I'd be like, "Oh my god, I gotta get out of this. I gotta figure out. Where is the tiara?" That's a deal breaker for me.
Really?
Because she wants too much attention.
It's just no.
I feel like girls are more into their birthday, so that shouldn't come as much of a surprise.
If you celebrate for more than one day, then I'm out.
Oh, wow. You're out.
Nah, that's. I'll give you one day of tiara, and that's it.
You don't believe in the birth month?
Just the birthday month. Like, come on. What are you, breast cancer awareness? I don't know.
It's a month. It's fucked up.
You're not Black History, okay? I'm just saying. It seems like a lot. I don't know. Let's do another.
Okay.
They've paid for a prostitute before. Okay, I see a red flag from one fun girl.
Another red flag.
Okay.
There's some red flags.
There's a couple red
that
flags.
That whole table is red flag.
Okay. Nice.
That table is fun. Okay.
That table is
where's
fun.
The red table flag? The red table. Okay, good to know. What do you think, Jordana? What do you think? Red flag or deal breaker?
If it was one time, and it was like a long time ago, Maybe it was a red flag.
How would that even come up?
Yeah.
Listen, I know this has been a great first date, but I have to tell you something. Her name was Ecstasy. It was a beautiful experience.
I think this is a lot more common than people think.
I think so too.
Right?
Yeah.
Although most people don't know about it, but I feel like a lot. Well, you would know more than we would.
Like
is this
party.
Common? Yeah.
See, what the bachelor party prostitute sex isn't happening as much as maybe like has been foretold. But guys are having sex with prostitutes. I mean, I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna lie in the room of revealing secrets.
I'm not gonna lie for anyone. I mean, it's it would be a red flag for. It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me because I don't know how that would come out in a way that I would be like, well, this has to end. Like, I don't know how that would be told
well,
to me.
Well, like
and
recommendations,
not...
maybe. Like, oh, I recommend this prostitute for your bachelor party. No, like... How do you recommend? I know well, you. I had her once.
She's just openly like, no, Rolf is the best.
Maybe they lived in Thailand.
I don't know why Rolf is
years.
My gigolo name.
Yeah. So you're red flag for you.
Red flag. It's no more than that. Okay, it's like, that's your past. It's whatever. And like, to be perfectly honest, the prostitutes are, you know, they're tested in a way that, you know.
They're healthier than you are.
Yeah. Listen, if it's regulated in Nevada, I'm not saying I know, but I know. And I'm saying, they're tested
know.
More than most people are tested in their entire life.
What do you
I don't
think?
Know. I kind of want a guy that can get it for free.
Sure.
That's fair.
The more I think about it.
Yeah.
Like if you have that's to pay.
What if he picks you up at your apartment, but he's been with a prostitute? He's such a gentleman.
Wait, what percentage of guys do you think have been with a prostitute?
Give us
or
a number.
Like hookers, whatever, you know, bachelor parties.
I couldn't even tell you. I
70?
I think...
80?
It's not really something that like has been talked about. Like I know friends who have, and I but it's not like
you're
people
not
are high-fiving.
A
it's not really like announced...
Okay, they're not like
it's
proud.
It's not like bragged about. I don't think as much as you would think that it would be bragged. I've never heard a guy be like, yo, it was great. Like, no. Like,
I feel like we're making him a little uncomfortable.
Sorry.
No, I mean, I'm fine with it. I just like, it's just never been spoke. It's kind of like we've talked a lot about condoms and like in recent episodes and like, you know, I've never had a guy say to me, oh, she had condoms at her bedside. And I've also never had a guy be like, fucked a prostitute. Heyo.
Fair.
Right.
So both are true, you know. So.
Fair.
Do we have any more? That's it.
I think that's it.
Andy Dorfman, thank you for coming
thank
on.
Thank you so that. Much. That was-
you know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today. In the office, I'm wearing their jeans. I love, they also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail. A classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Are we having a good time tonight or what? This has been a fun show. We got one more segment for you, and it's like the most fun thing to me in the
ever.
World. It's a really a fun thing. But do me a favor. Give it up for the waitstaff here at the Village Underground, taking care of you guys all night. Woo! Now, we have a thing that I've started to call Douche Detective. Let's play a scene.
All right. I'll read it.
Now, this is an emailer that sent us in. Go ahead.
She sent us her text.
Is she here tonight?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Come on up. Is this the right person?
She recognized her email, yes.
Who was the random dude that yelled out? Come on up, give me your name. Look, they knew each other. They just had the funniest.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. This is horrifying.
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, nice to meet you. Give it up for Mary, everybody. And you wrote us.
I did, unfortunately.
Don't feel bad. You got a few drinks in you.
You're great.
Good to go.
Yeah, I did.
What is we're gonna read your email.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna get into the situation. So let's read the email.
All right. Dear J&J, that's us.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, my friend introduced me to one of her friends at a pregame. We blackout went home together, and I Irish exited
his place.
Hold
on. Stop the email for 2 seconds. Mary just came from a table over there, got a high five from another girl over here. Then we started reading the email that she got introduced to a guy. They pointed at each other as if it was like respect. It was like Jordan Pippen. Tough reference for this room. But they gave each other respect. Do you know this guy?
No, but
is he here?
My roommate is... Yeah.
Okay, so you know this. This story has been told a million times.
Probably, yes.
Okay, Mary. Okay, she knows the story. Apparently, all of New York City has heard this story.
All right. Well, okay. You guys are all about to join that crew. We blackout went home together and Irish exited his place in the morning. The next week, I sent him a 2 a.m. booty call and ended up at his place again. Both times, he's asked me to go on a real date, and both times, I've explicitly said this is purely a hookup situation. Power to you. Last Sunday, he texted me...
I like your moves, Mary.
Same. He texted me again about getting drinks. And under peer pressure from my friends, I finally said yes. He seemed very enthusiastic and said he just needed to check when he was free and would let me know the next day. Monday came and went. No word. Finally, I texted him Tuesday asking if he still wanted to go, and after a 5-hour delay, he said he was busy this week and would have to reschedule. Should I give him the benefit of the doubt that he's actually busy? Or is this just an excuse to get out of seeing me before late night Joe's? Even though pizza and D were all I ever wanted out of this.
Give it up for Mary, everybody. Now,
that was eloquent.
So now, explain what's going on. What is, you know? So now you get into this.
So, an unfortunate update to the story. The girl that's in the back corner with her hands over her face attempted to text him again on Saturday. And
well, let's read your text first that you sent us.
I didn't bring my phone.
I have.
Oh, we have.
I forgot.
We came prepared.
So
wait, we'll get the update after. But you started out meeting him at a party, and then you hook up a couple times, and then all of a sudden it's, I want to go on a date, and you're like, fine.
Yeah, which is like very not enthusiastic.
Which every guy wants.
Just buy me dinner. It's
fine. Okay? If I have to eat your fucking food. So we're gonna reenact the text, and Jordana will play Mary, and I'll play what the douche, if we're not sure if he's a douche or not. I have it on my phone, so.
Oh, great. Okay. How are you feeling? Heart still beating? LOL.
So is this post the night?
In fairness, he had done some drugs, followed by some uppers, followed by some downers, and I was like, are you all right?
That's nice. Were you with She's checking
that,
in.
That's nice of you to check in.
Yeah.
That's maybe
nice.
You should, you know, call a clinic or something.
He was breathing when I left. Okay. He was gone.
So this is post-hookup.
Yeah, this was, so we hooked up Saturday. I left Sunday morning.
And this is Sunday morning, you going, hey, how are you feeling? Heart's still beating, LOL.
Wouldn't it be funnier if...
Hilarious, you're not dead.
Wouldn't it be funnier if she had stabbed him? So, wouldn't it be funnier if she had stabbed him? That'd be like a great post.
Here, I'll go through it. He writes back, hey, I'm alive. We did it.
Nice.
Been so unproductive today, bumming it in bed, napping and Netflixing, but I'm finally up and eating, and he puts in quotes, breakfast. Why
that?
Would breakfast be in quotes? I don't know.
It's like 7 p.m. on a Sunday.
Oh
okay. All right.
So he's
clever.
Know, he's finally off the coke.
It's fair.
So he writes, how about you? And this is Mary. I went over.
Oh, I was take my lines. I went over to my friend's house to get my suitcase like 3 hours ago and never left. And we just put on a 2.5 hour movie. Haha.
You got a lot of laughing after these texts.
You gotta mix up the LOL and the haha. You get, I can't do two in a row.
Not an LOL, but a haha. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like the perfect Sunday. Ooh. He writes, Prawly.
Red flag or Dilbert.
You should have been out at Prawly.
I know, it was, that probably would have been the
Prawly is like...
How often does one have to write...
heroin too?
How often does one have to write Prawly for that to autocorrect in their phone to that too? Right?
It just goes straight to Prawly?
Yeah, it does that... Because in the beginning, it would have to have... It would probably already correct to probably... And he changed it back.
He changes it. He's saying, I like being Prawly. The guy who says Prawly.
Yes.
Prawly would have been better on my big TV, to be honest. As if we all don't have big TVs. Like Best Buy doesn't exist and it's $400 for a fine-sized TV. Okay.
Oh, yeah? You want to watch the Sex and the City movie for 2.5 hours? Uh-huh.
Yes, please. Oh, God. That changes things, LOL. Maybe with a couple of bottles of wine. Oh, see, now we're in. Look at how quick.
I like that.
Look at how quick the women in this room were like, a couple of bottles of wine and Sex in the City.
Yeah. Who gives a shit about Prawly?
Fuck his coke habit.
How you can even think about alcohol right now is beyond me. You do a lot of ha-has.
Okay. Just a note, Mary.
It's okay.
I'll take a minute.
It's okay. I do them too. It makes the sentence like a little more
You don't want to sound like a
fun.
No, you're right. You want to soften it. I get it. Well, he's not really... He's doing the same. I mean, he goes hard on this next one. Casual wine drinking. LOLLLLL.
Wow.
He's laughing out loud, 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 loud. Tomorrow's one of those Mondays that's tempting to call in sick to work. See,
I always say the more L's and LOL, the less likely to commit.
Yeah. Also, what he's doing right now is douchey to stop this is because he's kind of saying, I'll call out of work. Is that going through your mind at all at that text?
That he wants you to hang?
That maybe you guys would hang and have a Sex in the City wine night?
So I work for like a consulting firm. Mm. I'm not on a project right now. So me going to work is watching Netflix. So,
okay. Oh, and he knows that.
Yeah, he knows that.
Okay, so that's it.
Well, I was just saying, he's kind of like looking out to the future a little bit with that. Like wine on the couch, you know, it just feels a little douchey. Okay.
So feel that, but I guess I really do, I guess I really have no excuse to do that since I'm just going to watch Netflix at the office tomorrow.
Consulting job.
Okay. Haha.
It's a good game.
I'll never respect the I'm in consulting, I'm busy ever again.
You should never, ever respect that.
He writes, true. Maybe I should do that too. Such a good influence for me. We should grab drinks sometime this week.
That's always the moment I feel like where you're like, okay, great. Now I can like stop with the bullshit back and forth, right?
Yeah,
like, yeah, finally got to it.
The game is on.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Right. Hmm. Maybe I'll pencil you in.
Okay, you didn't bite. Why didn't you bite?
I think that was her kind of bit. I think she's just being like cute and sarcastic, okay. Right?
I gave him a little bit after leaving his place twice now, being like, don't contact me.
Don't contact me. And he's pursuing.
Yeah.
He writes, hashtag thankful. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
What am I looking at?
And she writes...
You should. What day works for you?
Oh, now you're in. That was a quick turnaround. From
you know, it's Sunday.
She went from, I'll pencil you in. Okay, what day? Now. And then he writes, I'm busy tomorrow and Tuesday, but I think I'm wide open the rest of the week. I'll double check tomorrow and let you know. Deal?
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
You're such a nerd, LOL.
Yeah, but it's endearing.
Okay, fair. I'll give you that. We've agreed she's a nerd.
I just remembered I have book club on Wednesday to really add to the nerd factor.
So now I can't tell if you're kidding or not. I'm into it, though. Winky face, nerd face. The one with the glasses.
Haha, no, I'm very serious. It's more of a wine club than a book club.
Ah, gotcha. With work people or other friends? Now we're really getting into the dynamic.
School friends and then some of their home friends from home. And then there's a time.
So now we go, it goes, so a day goes by.
Okay, and then a day goes by and she says, do you still want to get drinks this week?
And then...
Did I go too far?
School friends, do you still want to get drinks this week? Oh. And then that was sent at 12:21 p.m. Okay. Here's where we have problems.
He liked it. 4:59. He liked it.
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
So
sorry,
now we have like 4 hours have passed. Hey there. Doesn't look good for this date. My bad. I've been swamped at work. Sweaty face emoji. We might have to push back to the weekend or next week.
Next week.
This week's ended up being super busy for me. And then you wrote the final text.
No worries. Early next week should work.
Okay, and he didn't get back with a time or anything?
He liked it.
The like.
Yeah, he liked her. No worries. Wow. Yeah, we have a lot of douches.
Wish this guy were here. We could throw tomatoes at him.
So what do you think? So what's happened since this last text?
So since this last text, she's shaking her head. She's like, don't look at me, don't look at me, don't look at me.
Your friend over here.
On Saturday, she was like, she's like the boy whisperer. She's basically engaged.
Okay.
So she took my phone.
Basically engaged. Oh,
hold on,
I love
the boy
that.
Whisperer. Easy there, big fella. Go on the date, big fella. Caressing a horse.
So we're at dinner. It's like 10:30. I was like, Maggie, it's too late. She's like, no, it's fine. She texted him like, I don't even, something about like penciling me in. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So back to the original thread. Oh, yes. We got a microphone in the crowd.
So the original thread was, I'll pencil you in.
Yes.
And so wanted to like get nostalgic up in here, you know, okay. Bring them back to the good times.
You are a boy whisperer.
Right. So I
feel so soothed.
Don't remember exactly what text. It was after a Yankees game and some margaritas. Mm. So,
was that a Coke noise that you just made? I don't know
no,
with you people
that's,
anymore.
That's
I don't know what you guys.
The,
she goes,
that's the dude.
Okay.
So I wrote back something about like, all right, I have my pencil out late at night on a Saturday.
This is you using Mary's phone.
Yes.
Okay.
Like something about let's actually schedule this.
Let's
like,
make something.
Let's
happen.
Make it happen.
And what did he say?
Zero.
So
thing.
I meant to say Saturday. I said Friday, and it was a little too drunkenly texted, so okay. I don't think it went really well, and I apologize profusely for killing any chance that Mary might
well,
have had.
Well, I mean,
with
I don't
guy.
Think you killed, you can't kill a dead thing.
She killed the problem.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's like, profusely, and I'm like, nah, it's.
She did you a favor. She killed the prowly guy.
The prowly guy. Yeah, like, what are we upset about?
She changed his name.
No, but so you're saying you texted the guy saying, how about Friday, when it was already Friday night?
Oh, it was Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday. So you're going back in time. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so she tried to save it, and then he just didn't get back to that.
Yeah, and then he was, this was like yesterday, I guess. He was posting all these Instagram stories of him in Central Park, like, taking the boat out.
The boat
in Central Park.
Guys don't take the boats in Central Park out by themselves. I'm just gonna throw that.
Oh, you're saying that there was
like
must
the
have
rowing
been another woman
thing.
There. Yeah, I'm on the side of douche on this one, and yeah. I knew because there's one really telling thing.
That also, yeah, it shows goes to show there's a guy out there who's taking some girl on like a romantic Central Park rowing date while texting some other girl. Like,
I'm not exactly shocked.
I mean. You would think that means like commitment.
The if I was in the Central Park boat, I would think commitment.
Literally.
If I was how's breakfast at 7 p.m. girl. I just think like any guy who writes this text after you've had sex, hey there, when it goes to busy tomorrow Tuesday, but I think I'm wide open. Oh no, the cancellation. My bad, I've been swamped at work. We might have to push back. What is we might? You have to push back.
I also am like, who is busy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday when it's Monday?
Yeah. So this was Monday that he sent that. This week, send it up super busy. This, the weekend or next week. Like, to me, that's someone that's like, no, I want to go back to the thing we were doing before.
Which, like, as I said, that was what I was fine with, and now we've been hit with radio silence, so.
Well, I mean, also, why do you care? Like, you've already said in, like, the beginning, you're like, I don't want anything.
That's
I just
what
wanna...
I said.
What do you mean that's what you said?
Well, you're... no, I was like, I don't want
you're the one up here.
Right. Well, this guy bait and switched her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did the bait and switch where it's like they're like really, they seem like they're chasing you in the beginning, and then the second you're like into it, they're like, oh, fuck it. I don't care anymore.
Then he's on a boat in Central Park.
Seriously.
So what's our next move? I mean, are you going to answer a text from him?
No.
I think it's over with this guy.
Yeah, bye.
It's probably over. Give it up for Mary, everybody.
Woo!
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
People, did we have a good time tonight or what? What do you think, Jordan? This is our first live one. What do you think?
This is our first show. The audience is amazing.
Thank you guys for coming.
I had a great time. Thank you guys so much for coming. You've been awesome.
Out on a Monday night. We're going to do more of these. Keep telling your friends. Rate, review, subscribe. I got to get that in.
Yeah. Tell a friend. Oh, and if you want to purchase a U Up t-shirt.
They're upstairs on your way out. U Up t-shirts and stuff like that. But otherwise, we're going to be drinking later tonight. We're doing another show, so we're going to get us out of here. Give it up for the wait staff here again. Woo! And one more time for the band, killing it. Red and Jeremy. And that's our show.
That is our show. Check out the poopery.
Enjoy the poopery. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.